My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm not quite sure what Built for the Playoffs means. To me, it's making sure that I've
Wait
got...
Wait a minute, you're asking the question.
I know, but to me, Built for the Playoffs means that I have at least two starters that I think can win. My third starter needs to be good, and my fourth starter's got to be serviceable to when I go into a playoff. That's where it starts. Then I look at my offense and try to go from there. But the thing that has kind of thrown a wrench in everything, and this is why I do think that they are prepared for the playoffs, is because of the bullpen. If the bullpen continues to give them what they've been giving them all season long, and I don't know why they wouldn't, even though you every once in a while, well, it's a long season, and you know, you've used that bullpen as much as you can. No one's used their bullpen as much as... Okay, well, it continues to work. No matter how you want to look at history and what you think might be too many innings for a bullpen, it's working, and I clearly think it could work for another series. Maybe you get a little bit deeper into the playoffs and you start burning those guys in high pressure situations. Maybe it changes a little, but I don't know, man. Just get me there right now. That's kind of how I feel. I think anything can happen for this team in the playoffs. They could get knocked out right away and I'd be like, oh, okay, well, it was a great season. And then they could end up at the end. Who knows? Who knows? But the bats have to get hot for them to get there to the end.
I feel better about this team than I did 2022. I'll say that with a lot of certainty. 2022 going in, I was like, oh boy, this is fun, you know, but I don't think they've got the horses to do it. I feel better about this team, and it might just
Why?
Be...
Is it the bullpen?
The pen, Naylor being better than he was then, the addition of Jenkenzie Noel, it just give me guys who can hit the ball over the fence when a pitcher hangs a slider. Like, that's... Especially when you get into the playoffs, I don't want a team of those guys, but boy, it's nice to have them, because if that pen is going to be as nails as it is, 2-1, 3-1, I feel good about this team.
The fact that Mansardo has come up, I think Kyle's hitting like 278 since he's come back up. That's nice and solid. Three homers, like five runs batted in. That just gives you another bat, another option. I like that a lot. And I think Noel's a terrific option. I still think a big part of this is Stephen Kwan better get healthy. That's not on Stephen. I mean, you know, he can't help it, but he has to be healthy for this team to, I think, really be primed for the playoffs.
Yeah,
he sets the table. I mean, he gets it going.
True. I also think that the pitchers figured him out too in the beginning of the season for what he was able to do.
Well, but
and he was out. He was hurt. They kind of figured him out a little bit. His approach at the plate was a little bit
He's been different. So bad since the All-Star break. I mean, like 200.
No, I know. Well, I'm also saying that I believe that, you know, pitchers.
Well, the pitchers figured him out, and he's hitting
and
like
then he adjusted
207 and 187 in the last 2 months, then he's not a major league ball player. I think it's his back combined with some pitchers figuring some things out. You just don't drop like that. Just that's too much. And if that's the case, then he's going to have a hard time surviving in the major leagues, which I don't believe.
I don't believe that.
Combine the pitchers adjusting with his injury situation, it's a different story.
Anthony, Cleveland Heights. Heights, hi.
Hello, Anthony.
Heights, hi.
Heights, hi.
Yeah, so going back, I'll get to the question on Bill for the playoff there. Going back to yesterday watching the game, I think, you know, I got the impression, given the opponent, the fact that we were down in the game and the fact that it was Manzardo that hit the home run, sort of breaking up a little in the post-game press conference, I think there was some, it was almost like relief, an understanding, this team is actually going to the playoffs. Yesterday solidified it. The one chance Minnesota had to maybe make a run outside going for the division was hammered down by Manzardo's home run, and
true.
I think maybe it dawned on them all, they are going to the playoffs. So that was my impression yesterday of Vogt breaking down there a little bit. As far as are they built for the playoffs or not, as a baseball fan first, I go back to the fact that it's a crapshoot. It is a crapshoot, and that's what makes the baseball playoffs so compelling to watch, is you don't know. I do agree with Dan that this team I feel a lot more confident about than 2022. So I'll definitely agree there. But, you know, I think you just have to embrace the fact that none of us are going to know what's going to happen when the playoffs start. And you're right. This, you know, Arizona made it last year. Who would have thought that? Nobody would have thought that. Right now, Dodgers got bounced out. The Braves got bounced out. They both have over 100 wins. And that's part of what makes the playoffs so compelling in baseball, is there's such a huge portion of luck involved in this. So,
and the last 2 years, at least the last 2 years, like you feel like that team that might be just getting in, that's just hot at the end, could do some damage. Thank you, Anthony. Go ahead, finish your point.
So I was going to say, the pen itself is, you know, what is absolutely – now, you know, what concerns me is the youth on this team, because the playoffs are so much different with – you know, completely filled stadiums, national audience. It changes the tenor of the games, obviously. So the youth of guys like Manzardo and Noel, you know, is something that, you know, concerns me a little bit. I don't care what happens. I mean, I'm going to watch it just and enjoy whatever happens. The pen being so lights out so consistently is what gives me hope.
Yeah, Anthony, thank you. Appreciate it. You know, we had Brian Anderson on Friday, and he explained everything, talking about, although I don't know if I want to say this or not, but I will. Like, the atmosphere at the ballpark when it first opened and they were making the playoffs, and, you know, we still, those of us that were around that, you know, Grover had talked about, like,
it was really special.
Yeah, and so talking about, like, you know, normally you go out for batting practice and there's no one out there. You might see like four or five daily beat reporters, maybe 10 sitting in the dugout or just waiting. And that's about the extent of it. No one is crowding behind the batting cage. Now all of a sudden you hit the playoffs and you start to see more and more media in there. And then like you think back to like 95 and 97 and how, you know, insane the media, like, you know, during batting practice the entire outside all fall territory was filled with media members, you know, talking about the game, talking about being there, and that had an effect on a really great group of ball players to think about that. And then, you know, Brian was talking on Friday and he said it was, you know, it was nerve-wracking because you just weren't used to that. Or, you know, you go into a game seven like, you know, the Tribe did in 97. And all of a sudden, you get out there, you throw your first pitch, and it kind of goes away. Like, you don't see it the same way you did with all of those anxieties that you would have. So I am curious. Like, but I also think sometimes young guys don't know any better. They don't know to be nervous in some situations. They know, go play baseball. So I could go either way on that. Abner is in Strongsville. Hi, Abner.
Gentlemen. All right. Let's get something sweet, man. I love the Guardians. But who, can I ask you guys, I'm not aware. I saw an infographic that said we'd be playing the Houston in the playoffs. Is that true right now?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Let me check.
I haven't looked that far, Abner. I'm going to wait till they get there.
Okay, if it is, a lot of my friends, and they're very smart friends, one of them, his name's Noah, one of the smartest people I ever met. He said he wouldn't favor the Guardians if we ended up playing Houston. So what he recommended was, let's get a lower seating, because Houston's really good, and they'd have the upper hand. I just wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on that, all right? And go Brownies, all right?
There you go, thank you. All right, so it would be the winner of Houston, Minnesota. So that's who you would get, because you get a bye if you stay where you are right now, which would be great for this team.
You want to get a bye. I don't want to try and position myself. Just go play.
Yeah, I don't think so. But it is interesting. They'll play Houston in the end. And that could have, you know, that could have implications.
Well, it's just, would you favor the Guardians against the Yankees? I wouldn't.
No.
Would you favor them against Houston? I wouldn't. Would you favor them to win the American League Central this year? I wouldn't. But they're going to.
But you're saying in the beginning of the season, would you favor them? Yeah.
So, you know, just go play, man. Whoever you get, go play them.
Yeah, if the season ended today, it would be Houston or Minnesota.
This team has defied many, many obstacles this year and really high odds to win this division. I think they're going to win the division, and I think that's stunning. And they've been in first place, Andy, since what? April, except for one day. Remember they were slightly behind Kansas City?
Tied.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it was percentage points.
Tiebreaker went to Kansas City. But yeah, so they've basically been in first place since April.
Yeah, if the season ended, but Houston's the 3 seed. If for some reason they should lose the 2, then you'd have to play Minnesota again, then you'd play Houston again. So that last series of the year could have huge complications. Or complications? Not exactly. What am I looking for? What word am I looking for?
Implications.
Implications, yeah.
Thank you.
Complications are my life. So I live.
No.
I make things more complicated than they have to be.
No.
It's true.
Never knew that.
It's true.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.